Thanks for joining Impact Boom. On this episode...
Another question is, do you have an emotive belief and vision statement about how you believe the world could be that attracts people to you because they share this view?
Mm.
Are they so important and powerful that stakeholders can't help but get involved?
Welcome to impactboom.org. We search the globe to find the people, stories, ideas, and inspiration to help you create maximum positive impact. Each week, Impact Boom brings you thought-provoking interviews with world-leading practitioners passionate about creating positive social change. These designers, social entrepreneurs, educators, innovators, thinkers, and doers share their projects, initiatives, thoughts, and insights on creating a better world. You can find all the stories, links, and other great content at impactboom.org. Follow us on Facebook or Twitter for the latest updates, or subscribe to the newsletter or on iTunes. Thanks for listening to episode 469 of Impact Boom. My name's Tom Allen, and I'm passionate about bringing you the latest interviews and insights to help you create positive social impact. Today, we're speaking with Darren Taylor. Darren is an award-winning brand strategist, keynote speaker, author of the book Rebranding Branding, and an accomplished pianist and pipe organist. From social enterprises to global giants, Darren has helped hundreds of organizations to uncover what makes them remarkable and how to leverage their brand to amplify their impact. With an education spanning engineering, marketing, and musical theater, he brings a unique perspective to each project. Darren is passionate about the role that business can play in addressing the wicked social and environmental issues of our time, and in 2006, he co-founded the B Corp certified brand agency Taylor & Grace, which is on a mission to help all Australian businesses, regardless of size, stage, structure, or sector, to amplify their impact by leveraging their brand. Darren is an experienced not-for-profit board director, having held director roles with George's Mora Foundation, Chamber Music Australia, and currently Musica Viva Australia. He is also a mentor to many startups and always spares time for those looking to create a positive change in the world. So Darren, it's a pleasure to have you here today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Tom. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
Lovely. Darren, let's kick off by you telling us a little bit more about your background and what it was that led to your passion in sustainable business, social enterprise, and branding.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. I was born and raised in Gippsland, very studious and musical and entrepreneurial. And I knew from a young age that I wanted to use my talents to help people. I went on a bit of a circuitous route of studying, as many of us do. So I studied chemical engineering and commerce and marketing, international trade, Japanese language, and musical theatre, as you mentioned in the intro. So it was a bit of a circuitous route, but that gave me the sort of foundation for a 20-year-long love affair for branding and marketing. Early in my career, I was often outraged to discover that businesses offering shoddy or superfluous products and services outperformed those offering things of quality that the world really needed. And I was determined to elevate those businesses and the people within them that were good in every way so that they could be successful, but also make a positive impact on the world. It's really important. And in 2016, I wrote a book called Rebranding Branding, and that was to help non-marketing leaders, board and C-suite, understand what branding is and the case for making it a strategic focus to build culture, drive performance and achieve impact. One of my high school friends, who I think may be known to you, none other than Julia Keady.
Who was actually on the podcast just a couple of weeks ago.
Recently. Yeah, absolutely. It's a small world.
It is.
She reached out to me to congratulate me after I'd written the book, and she presented me with her brainchild, which was the X Factor Collective, which is now known as Benefolk, and they're a certified B Corp and social enterprise professional services intermediary that's really doing some great work in helping social sector change makers achieve their missions without burning out. They're doing some extraordinary work, and I was in like Flynn. I wanted to support her and help her and be involved any way I could. So we've worked extensively together over that time and on some game-changing brand transformation projects that have really made a big impact on the community. And that actually prompted us to pursue our own B Corp certification, which we achieved last year, led by our fabulous GM, Craig Bullman. and to go deeper in our work with social enterprises, NFPs, and corporate businesses wanting to double down on their ESG commitments. Mm. I don't know what you were doing in COVID, but we weren't doing a hell of a lot. so we decided to rebrand. And we wanted to make our rebrand not about us, but about, we ran a competition to announce our brand. We called it 50 for 50. And it was basically 50 words for 50K. So giving Australian for Purpose organisations an opportunity to throw their hat in the ring to win $50,000 worth of rebranding work.
Nice.
And to cut a long story short, Social Traders was the winner, which was, which is an amazing organization, which does some great work in bringing buyers and social enterprise together. And that was the beginning of a very successful and impactful relationship as we partnered with them to relaunch them as the peak body of social enterprise procurement.
Mm.
You may be familiar with the project and the It Will Never Catch On campaign.
I certainly am.
It was very well supported by the networks and they've got a lot of reach, which was really fantastic. And hearing the amazing Daniel Flynn from Thank You at in 2022, which I also saw you there, Tom, I believe.
Yes.
This is the time for bold and audacious brands to do bold and audacious things, and they certainly do that, and that's certainly something that we fully subscribe to achieving.
Yeah, totally. There's a great story there, Darren. So I'm keen to hear a bit more then about the specific sort of work that you've been doing at Taylor & Grace outside of Social Traders and how your B Corp is integrating better business practices.
Mm. I should say that we're just at the beginning of our B Corp journey and there's probably two key principles that have guided us here. The first is that it's not just about being good, but it's also about doing good.
Mm.
And that action, proactive action, is very important and not always done. And the second point, second principle is that social impact initiatives need to be sustainable and there is no point in going out of business in the pursuit of impact. So we had so many ideas involved the team very extensively in what sort of impact do we want to make as an organisation. And it was very important to assess all of those ideas through business sustainability. There's lots of things we can do, but what can we do now and what can we do that supports the business? Because there's no point in going out of business and doing so.
Mm.
So as a small business, there are only 10 of us, we decided to stage our initiatives over time and by starting small. We created a social impact plan or a theory of change that outlines the impact we want to make and how we'll measure it and communicate it. And that's been very helpful in terms of aligning us all to that plan.
Yeah.
The three beneficiaries of the plan are firstly our people, secondly our clients, and thirdly our industry. The other thing I'd say is, we talk a lot about this in our work with clients, and that is for impact to be sustainable, whether that's a social enterprise, not-for-profit or corporate business, the impact or the pathway to impact needs to be baked onto the business and brand strategy.
Mm.
It's not snapped on that we something we do on the side because it won't be sustainable. It'll run out of puff and it won't serve the purposes for anyone.
Yeah.
So in that vein, here's our purpose and our vision statement.
What are they?
Our purpose is to harness the passion and ingenuity of good people to ignite change for a fairer, better tomorrow.
Hmm.
And our vision is that all Australian businesses and organisations, regardless of their size, stage, structure and sector, can ignite the change that's needed in the world by leveraging their brand to amplify their impact. So for our people, it was really important to have an office that adhered to the highest social and environmental standards.
Mm.
And we recently moved into a fellow B Corp Hub Australia, which was fantastic. We also offer an employee profits share scheme and we seek feedback from staff on operational and strategic policy changes. We have an open book management style and encourage the team to self-manage. We also only take on clients who are aligned to our values and who demonstrably committed to contributing to the UN's SDGs.
Good one.
So we're also in the process of fundamentally changing what we offer and how we offer it as part of our impact plan. And I've learned that impact and brand are inextricably linked. And over nearly 20 years in branding, I've seen many organisations fall short of achieving their impact because their brand lets them down. I mean, how can a brand achieve optimal impact if people don't know who they are?
Yeah.
what makes them remarkable. And without a strong and emotive desire to reach out, it just can't. So brand is absolutely important for impact. So we are building out an ecosystem of products and services to ensure that every Australian business can hone their brand for impact. And so for startups, we're packaging up our brand strategy IP so that for a one-off small fee, they can buy a workbook to guide them through developing a brand strategy. And for scale-ups, we're offering three entry-level low-cost packages to develop their brand strategy in a co-design process. Mm-hmm. And then for more mature businesses, we'll offer our traditional bespoke consulting services. For boards, peak bodies and special interest groups, I'll be offering services as a brand advisor and keynote speaker. So we're hoping to launch some of these new things soon. So if you'd like to receive some information about that, we'll put some details in the show notes for you to go to. For our industry, we're looking to partner with our industry peers through licensing their IP to be included in the DIY startup offering and to incentivize them to distribute the offering among their networks. It's quite interesting when you look at it this way, that there are over 400,000 new businesses created in Australia every year, and that increased over COVID. Mm. And we want to reach at least half of them by really tooling them up for their brand in whatever way is meaningful for them.
Yeah, yeah. It's a sizable target. And, well, it's a good target to have, isn't it? It'd be nice,
we're not short of – you go big or go home, I think, as they say, Preston. I think there's a lot of need for these tools, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree. So I'm going to change the topic a little bit, Darren, and talk about this business for good movement at a bit more of a macro level. I'm keen to get your thoughts because you're obviously a B Corp yourself, so is Impact Boom and many other organizations that we work alongside. And there's a variety and good range of certifications out there operating in this business for good space. And you've also mentioned Social Traders. You did their rebrand and they are a great certifier in Australia of social enterprise. But there really is this range of different sort of silos operating in this movement. Mm-hmm. And I'm keen to hear where you see key opportunities basically to grow this purpose-driven business movement and what it is that we need to do to take it mainstream?
It's a very good question. Firstly, I think certification is the starting point and it's very important, but it is just a starting point. Mm. Last time I checked, there are around 33 certifications that you can go for, from GRI to B Corp to FSC to Certified Humane, et cetera.
Yeah.
And B Corp, I just went to the Assembly conference where I think I saw you there.
Yes.
In fact,
it was good to see you there.
On the dance floor, if I recall. the new standards for B Corp, and these standards will be harmonized with some of these other certifications to reduce duplication and barriers for organizations to certify with multiple. I'm all for these certifications and the networks that go with them, but I think we need to be careful, Tom, not to see them as a means to an end or for those certified just to hang out together, buy from each other without taking more affirmative action.
Yeah, yeah.
And these certifications, it's a big achievement and milestone, but we are often seeing businesses stopping there, not because they don't care about impact, but because they don't know what the next step is or how they should make it.
Yeah.
And another barrier we see is people holding back on doing more for fear of getting it wrong and everything that goes with that.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen that too in your work. So I see one of the biggest untapped impact opportunities for social enterprises, NFPs and for-profit businesses is to strengthen and leverage their brand to help them raise their performance and impact. And we often find that business owners or leaders are often too close to their brand to be able to do that themselves.
Mm.
So some of the questions that I ask businesses is that sort of test that is, do you and your team have a shared clarity on who you are, what you stand for, the impact you want to have, why you matter, and why anyone should care? Another question is, do you have an emotive belief and vision statement about how you believe the world could be that attracts people to you because they share this view?
Mm.
Are they so important and powerful that stakeholders can't help but get involved? Another one is, what is your business uniquely doing to realize this vision?
Mm.
And how is it relevant to your stakeholders' worlds? This should be so compelling that they wouldn't think twice about working with you. Are you engaging in regular emotive storytelling to internal and external audiences to communicate your value and impact? And are you communicating this consistently and powerfully across every touch point and stakeholder group? Mm,
yep.
I recently created a simple framework called the Impact Brand Framework with the support of a number of our fabulous benefit colleagues that helps organizations to take that next step. And it's a real resource we give away to those, no matter how far they are along their journey. Feel free and take a look and download it. So you can do that at taylorandgrace.com.au/impactboom.
Custom URL.
Yeah, it's a very valuable one, that one.
no, that so sounds good.
If you want it, we can negotiate it offline.
No, that does sound good. So we'll stick a link into your article, Darren, too, so that the listeners can head along there and find not just that URL, but some of the other organizations and podcasts reference. So I'm keen to hear your two cents on the most important traits of impact-led leaders and entrepreneurs, because you've worked with quite a few. So what do you reckon?
It's an interesting question. I think we have what we call a four C's model that we apply to this. And the first C is clarity. That they really must have clarity in their business brand and impact and their intent around that to ensure that they can achieve that impact whilst meeting business objectives. The second C is courage, the courage to pursue a purpose-led path and to keep going, keep learning and taking risks. The third C is capacity, the importance of seeking out tools and resources from others, asking questions, connecting, joining the dots.
Mm.
That's very important because this is such a dynamic space. No one person has all the answers. So it's really important. And lastly, collaboration. And not surprisingly, but for lasting change, impact at scale to happen, it requires clever working with others. And I suppose what underpins that is this real relationship focus, this old-fashioned values. Our humanness is absolutely our strength here. And having a we, not I mindset when you bring to conversations around, you know, it's not what I can get out of this, but what can we do together? And being a connector, making and sharing connections and joining the dots.
Mm.
Yeah. But that's my two bobs worth on that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's some great points. I like that framework in there that you've mentioned, and it certainly makes sense. Let's hear more then about a few inspiring projects that you've been working with, or just people out there that you know are doing good things that are creating some great positive social change.
Yeah. We've got a number of clients. We're lucky enough to work with some real front runners in systems change particularly. And one of those is ACRE, the Australian Centre for Rural Entrepreneurship.
Mm, good old Matt Farlett.
Yes, absolutely. And they are doing some absolutely inspiring work. Most recently, they have set up a rural impact network, which is to scale the rejuvenation of rural communities across Australia through social entrepreneurship. And so they've spent 10 years really bedding down their methodology and building very compelling case studies for rejuvenation in Victoria. And now they're taking it national. And it's so exciting. And they're using an impact network framework to really scale that work. And that's very exciting to see it unfold.
It really is.
I
was going to say it really is. And they've had some wonderful support from another great partner of ours, AMP Foundation, too, to help them achieve that.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful.
I saw that. Yeah. It's all come together. But there's been a lot of work, a lot of blood, sweat and tears that have gone into creating that outcome. So it's terrific to see. Another one is Alchemy Construct, which is also a client, and it's a profit for purpose construction company that focuses on building social infrastructure. So that's schools, hospitals, medical research labs, etc. They have a really strong purpose and CSR plan driven by the two very visionary leaders of the business. They have some big, hairy, audacious goals around many things, and one of them is that they want to achieve gender parity in their workforce, which is around 200 by 2025, nice. Which is in the construction space is very ambitious, and they're well and truly on the way to achieving that. They're doing some very inspirational work that is really lifting up everyone around them. They're actually inspiring the bar to be lifted, and that's really exciting to see. And of course, social traders, I think I'd have to mention them because they're really fighting the good fight with business and government to convince them to switch their spend for good. And the clarity and leadership has been really critical here to for them to reach internal consensus on who they are. And they've also invested in education and storytelling very effectively. So that's another one. Check those out. And if you'd like to know more information about any of those, you just feel free to jump on our website, taylorandgrace.com.au, and click on our work and you'll see those.
Lovely. Nice one. So, Darren, we like to end our podcast with some recommendations around books, resources, blogs, or whatever else. What books do you have on your bedside table or in your office that you'd like to share with the audience?
I think they're actually all on the floor of my study at the moment. So I would be remiss of not mentioning the book that I wrote 5 or 6 years ago, Rebranding Branding, and you can download that for free at our website, taylorandgrace.com.au. And one of my favourite books on brand, if you want a very quick and fundamental overview of what brand is and its importance, The Brand Gap by Marty Neumeier. Impact Networks by David L. Rickman. I can't get that out. But
it's a hard one to say, isn't it?
Yeah, no worries. But that's a fantastic book about, it's a very much a how-to book on how to create an impact network, and strongly recommend that. Centennials, The 12 Habits of Great Enduring Organizations by Alex Hill is a fantastic read. And I may also mention a couple of podcasts that I'm involved with over few months. Yeah. On the 9th of May for Social Traders, we're running a Perfect Your Purpose storytelling webinar. And then on 16th of May with filmmaker Jonathan Dunn, who's an amazing filmmaker, for Benefolk, it's another one on brand storytelling to win the hearts and minds of stakeholders.
Excellent.
So we'll put those in the show notes for people to look up.
That sounds great. There's a good list there. They all sound like really good books, some of which have been recommended previously too, Darren. So it's been great having your chat, your insights, the experience that you've shared today. I really appreciate it. I'm sure our audience do too. So thanks so much for coming along and sharing these insights and your time today.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks so much, Tom.
Thanks for listening to Impact Boom. You'll find links to the initiatives, people and resources mentioned in this podcast on impactboom.org. Please leave your comments below, and remember, we'll be publishing fresh inspiration and insights to help you create positive impact every week on the website, Facebook page, and Twitter.